My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to mind your manners online. It is easy to be a little more curt and a little less courteous from behind a screen. But communication is still communication. People are still people. A little niceness goes a long way. So I recently read Charles Duhigg's new book, Super Communicators. Over the past few weeks, I shared a few tips from the book. Today's tip comes from something he mentions just in passing. That in one study, all it took was adding the words thank you and please to a series of online arguments, while everything else stayed the same, to reduce tensions. This is fascinating, but not really that surprising. It is hard to read emotions and context into printed words. When someone is speaking, we pick up on all sorts of nonverbal cues, but those are completely absent in most online communication. People read sarcasm as real emotion. It is easy to choose the least charitable explanation for whatever is said. But the words please and thank you change that entirely. If you say, thank you for sharing that, and then say why you disagree with a previous comment, it comes across less as a personal attack and more like a calm debate. Asking a question and then saying, please let me know, comes across as a reasonable request rather than a demand. Of course, the temperature gets turned down. Now, I am not entirely sure that it is worth engaging in most online debates. I am not sure that anyone has changed their perspective on something because a stranger on the internet told them that they should. That said, if you are spending your time engaged in online debates, then simply adding a few pleases and thank yous in your language might make the whole thing more constructive. And if you wind up in a debate in an online community that you do value and in which you do know the people, then making sure to add some pleases and thank yous is doubly important. You can hopefully focus on finding a compromise, or at least a solution people can live with, rather than making things feel personal. Like I said, it's easy to forget this. So one thing I've been doing lately is double-checking emails before I send them to make sure I do come across as polite. Often, adding the words please and thank you go a long way toward doing that. If someone disagrees vehemently with me on something, opening an email with thank you for your note, I really appreciate your reading my work, goes a long way toward keeping things civil. And it's only when things are civil that anything can happen. Yelling just makes everyone retreat to their trenches, even when the yelling only looks like words on a screen. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.